There is someone for everyone. We are the Jetpack Superheroes. We are here for you. On today's show, we have Kermit's Voice Lost. We also have Mac and Cheese Chemicals, a 13th Doctor Who. Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather have a press conference 4 times in a row. We also have Paul's birthday present, some Hornets, and a sink. All this and more on the next Jetpack Supercast. All right. Big day. Huge day. Always another day.
Oh, today is an amazing day. Thanks for joining us again on the Jetpack Supercast.
David, I feel like it means less when you say that 2 times in one day. But
I don't know what you thought. That was the first time, Paul.
So we had a little technical glitch. So this is the round two of the Jetpack Supercast. No, better than the first, I'm sure.
The first one wasn't that good. This one I feel great about. This one you can actually hear us.
It'll be so awesome.
Had an audio problem.
Yeah.
You believe
that's
that? Right. Audio problem on a podcast?
How's that going to
happen? Fiona, can you hear us this time?
Of course you can.
I hope so.
I
hope so.
See, everybody's left.
You know David, the party. You are the only one at the party.
Charlie Chaplin, they're not that funny because they're sitting down talking to microphones.
We're trying this new experimental thing. It's called podcasting without actual noise.
Yeah. We call it vodcasting. We just do the video.
It's kind of like
no audio. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Now, we've had a long day. We started very early today. Yep. We had a lot of stuff go on.
That's what I was saying. My hair was all bushy.
Yeah, it's very ridiculous.
We were crawling through the woods to get the perfect shots because we were filming these movies. Filming
shots.
Shots, that's right.
Shots is something different.
The shots. How do you get these shots in the woods?
I've got
this
shots.
Is the late night version of the podcast. Yeah,
shots on the brain.
Who would do that?
Guys, I was in the woods sharting.
It's not. If Paul sharts in the middle of the woods and nobody's around to hear it, doesn't make a sound.
Oh, boy.
You bushy-head boy.
True story is yes.
All right. All right.
Awesome.
So hopefully the audio is coming through all right.
Good enough.
Yeah, it's going to have to
we're
be good.
Do it. We'll fix it another day.
Happens.
So we did a lot. We started our video.
Mm-hmm.
Started our short film.
Yeah.
Our film, as we might say, if
the
we were
episodes.
Trying to be very fancy. Mm-hmm. And we're going to use that so people can get an idea as to what the TV show is going to look like.
Yes.
It's nice to have a pilot that doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So instead of having the pilot episode and everybody's like, man, that was a half an hour of crap. No, we're going to give you 5 to 10 minutes of awesome.
Yeah.
That way our pilot can start off good. And then
nice, short,
go,
and sweet.
It was exactly. too short. And that's not a bad complaint.
Yeah. here's a question for you. Which one of us is going to be recasted? Because there's always the one character that you find out like, oh my goodness, this famous actor played this character for one episode in the pilot and they said he wasn't good enough and they booted him. And then you get you get those kind of stories. So I wonder if we'll have
that is true.
I wonder if we'll have a new David eventually.
Mm. With any luck.
possible. Zinger.
That is true. No, we almost lost David in the filming.
At what point?
When we had David pick up the car bumper.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
There's a car bumper. Let's start from the Hornet story first.
That's a good one.
As we're trying to get this prop of a car bumper out of bushes, and you pull it away, and you hear rustling in the bushes, you look back and see a bunch of Hornets flying around in the bush.
There were so many Hornets flying around that I actually thought mice were running around under the brush, or like birds or something. It was the sound of a million insects flying angrily.
What was that? There was 4 hornets' nests?
There was more than 4 hornets' nests. And we got that video. We're going to try to put that up.
Yeah.
The video of just the hornets' nest after we had already squished half of them.
Because I was curious, seeing the hornets flying around in that grassy area, I'm like, wait, is the nest in there? Is it in the thing I just pulled out of there? Where is the nest?
At one point, Paul says, David, are you allergic to... David goes, nope. So we're just like, all right, keep shooting.
I was going to say, I love the fact that David didn't even stop. He's just like, give me that bumper. Here we go. Like, David, you've got hornets' nests literally hanging off of this thing.
Which once I turn it around, I'm like, oh, there's like 5 nests in this. I'm like, oh, crap.
It was so bad that
we
I turned to Paul.
Paul
and I were discussing, like, all right, what do you think of the lighting for the shot? What do you think of this the background for the shot? We're like, you know what I think we should do is walk away from this whole swarm of angry hornets. Like, let's leave those guys be. Because that's when we first noticed them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
We were so focused on our craft that we were like, uh-oh, we don't even notice that there's a million really angry bugs. They had actually formed into a swarm of a hand, and they were ready to like flick us. They were going to flick us from like the hand.
But my favorite part of this story is the fact that without context, all the internet knows right now is that we were literally rummaging for garbage.
You're trying to find those car bumpers.
You know, sometimes
we'll hold on this one, Paul. We wanted to make sure our pilot didn't suck.
That is our main
We didn't say it was going to make sense.
The authentic. Nicest garbage.
You're going to have to check it out. You're going to have to check it out. We'll have that up probably like towards the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Now.
No,
things are in the working stages.
We can't really make a commitment per se at the
especially
moment.
Especially with we had planned to film all day today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were going to film all day today. And then we began playing Three Stooges.
It was really fun.
Well, with the sink, somebody upstairs in my house had busted the nozzle off from the sink.
Mm.
And it shot up like in the
actual
cartoon.
Flying up.
Yeah. Hit the top of the kitchen window.
You had a cool fountain for
it was
like
really neat.
10 minutes though. Yeah.
And then I had a cool water effect in the basement.
Yeah, yeah, I did have a cool waterfall.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had a pretty cool water effect. And then
just like how John yells down, David, like I need you to shut off the water up here. I'm like, I'll go under the sink, all right.
Come on, David, our resident handyman.
And so I go upstairs to expect like this little leak and there's just this geyser of water. I'm like, oh shit, okay.
Meanwhile, I had the Tupperware like
covering the spout the whole time.
And I'm gonna admit this is not my finest moment. Before I figured out I'll take a Tupperware and just deflect all of the water back into the sink, like I'm not an idiot. I did try the thing that everybody tries.
What is that?
And I put my finger on it. Like, this is kind of weird. And it's just spraying
it's just
through my finger.
You in the
just
face.
Hitting me in the face and shooting across.
I just hear John yell, my thumb didn't work.
That wasn't good. That's a bad thing.
Why'd you put your thumb on it, John?
I'm like, man, David, come up here and just put your face over. It's really hot.
just start drinking.
Of course, it was the hot side, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's coming out at like 200 degrees. I'm just kind of covering it up with a bucket. Shooting it back into the sink. And I'm like, David, try to turn the knobs. David's like, it's not shutting off. Like, well, this sucks. Going to make a big mess anyway. I'm going to run downstairs. My basement shut all off down there. I run down to the basement. I'm like, I don't even know where these stupid levels are. Uh-oh. Hello, Mom.
Help me.
Do you know where the knobs are in my house? I know you had this, like, you guys had some stuff to do with the knobs. And she's like, oh, sweetiekins, of course. I'll be right up.
I have never heard your mom talk.
That's what she said word for word.
She was actually like 18 cigarettes in for the day. She says, okay, sweetie kids, listen. You're such an idiot. I can hear my dad yelling, I have no son in the background. Yeah. Like, he's an idiot, moron, idiot,
but then
moron.
As you know what? I'm impressed, actually, because I came in and I wasn't paying attention to exactly what was going on. I knew something, commotion, but I figured I was best to stay behind.
Right.
I don't know what I'm doing. Stay out of the kitchen. But your dad can
pause on hands
at one point, and I heard him berating you about the knobs, even though you had never had any experience on this.
Right.
It was like you should have just known what you were doing.
Should have already known.
Well, the one front on the left, you turn all the way, is all the way on. I didn't even know that. Okay.
He says, we got to have the knob all the way open. I'm like, yeah, Dad, that's because when I shut it, it started leaking everywhere. So I turn it the other way. That's what normal people do. They turn it the other way after it leaks all over the place one way.
It's a big fan.
Doesn't matter what side I went to, it was still shooting a fucking fountain from my sink like I was in the middle of Las Vegas
After you found the lever to shut the water off, though, I then pungles in the bathroom and was like, oh, the ceiling's kind of leaking. I walk in, it's pouring down the side behind the toilet. I'm like, oh, shit.
You had a really cool rainforest cafe.
It was very delicious. Yeah. I'm just looking up. I'm like, that's leaking from somewhere. Like, that's not good.
I feel good about it.
Mm. And
I feel
that's just pouring down the side of the
it's
wall.
It's all stuff that can be fixed.
Oh, yeah.
That's the good news.
Can get wrecked,
and we still got some filming in. So
That was the only thing I was sad about is I didn't get on tape. What happened was I realized it was comedically shooting up. I was laughing. I was not even yelling or screaming. Most people in their house is filling up with water and things are breaking. They go, oh, filth, flaw, filth, foul, filth, and they like just yell a bunch of F-words. Instead, I was laughing so hard because it really did shoot up.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I wanted to be like Moe, Larry, and Curly. So I turned to David. I was like, David, boonk! And he put his hand up like that real quick. And then like Nana was slipping and sliding
and
stuff around it. And she went,
I don't believe this. I don't believe any of this.
Yeah, maybe just Nana slipped.
But
everything else.
Why?
That
I do believe.
Nana just slipped. Everything else is not. I call my mom. Hey, Ma, can you please just come up? I need a Nana Wrangler. Like, we need to get there before we have a slip and slide.
Yep.
Really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I should have done that. I should have just, it should have been like at the dorm rooms when you just put the dish soap
and
down on the
floor.
Just
ride it out.
Run it. Just run it with a boogie board. Who cares? I'm going to go do that in my wife's closet right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
What the hell are we doing right now, huh?
I just wanted an indoor pool. I didn't know I wanted it in my bedroom, under my bed, and in my closets. You never know what that.
Man. If you had $1 million, is an indoor pool like one of the first purchases you'd make?
If I had $1 million, $1 million, the first thing I'd do is shove it in a bank and just live off the interest and never have to work again.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. Yes, that'd
be
a great
first
one.
Plan.
Yeah,
that's my first plan. Then I'd do stupid stuff with the interest. I would lodge bread.
Yeah,
and do it right.
That's a good one.
I know you're supposed to be like, I would buy a Bugatti. Like, no, you're.
Oh yeah,
it's more than a million.
I'm gonna buy 20,000 cars.
That's
the thing. Blow your money.
That's what really saddens me. Like, if you're at a party and you ask, yeah, what'd you do with $1 million? But probably buy a Lamborghini. Like, all right. And I buy a house for my friend, and a house for my mom, and a house for my other friend, and a house for. How much do you think $1 million is? Like, this is not as much as you think.
Yeah,
you better just lodge it.
Yeah, seriously,
just lodge bread.
You know, because I
know. What would you do, Paul? I'm curious.
What would I do? I would do what I did today and just take all my money and throw it onto David.
Okay,
just make it rain on him.
Try to bury him.
I would then have $2 million at that point.
But
I would have mine and his.
Okay, David thinks he's getting paid. That's cute.
It seemed pretty fun.
That's cute. David thinks he's getting paid. David, all right, let's play the game. We've done
this
before.
Oh, this again.
Last time we said, what would you do with $100,000? David was like, I'd buy a house.
Yeah.
No, he said 20,000, right?
Yeah, it was a $2,000 house I was going to buy.
It was a little tiny house.
All right, Davio. It was a Monopoly house.
Please enlighten the people again. This is not even something we wrote down on our list of stuff we're supposed to talk about, but what would you buy with $1 million?
$1 million.
Paul and I are going to make a bet. 1 second. Paul, we got to lean over. We got to decide how fast you think he would actually spend it.
Oh, it's gone.
I think he'd be gone in less than a year.
Yeah.
I don't even know what
he's
going to buy.
Keep it for a month.
Wouldn't make it a month? Okay. All right. What do you got, David? What
would
you buy?
Get this. Brand new truck.
Yep.
Okay.
It's the next vehicle. The rest would go in the bank and live off the interest. Because that actually is a good way to do that. And I had thought of that before.
You know what the problem is, John?
I taught him how to live.
You gave him the answer first. Damn it. Oh, man.
I'm sorry I was logical.
I broke
them, but
my
I do want that new truck, though.
I do want
to buy
new
a truck.
But
I'd spray paint it 18 different colors.
And then I'd put it in a bank.
I'd put Pig Hunter on it. Fill it with jerky. Then what I'd do, I'd get a kid's pool. Mm. I'd drag it behind. That way I have a carpool. You can't listen to it, but I'm actually moving my eyebrows.
Oh,
somebody give me an effect while I move my eyebrows.
The reason I bring up that question is because I know we were going to talk about the Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor,
right.
The whole press conference thing. Mm. And to me, that whole, they've had a 4 press conference tour, and it's basically just been listening to 2 guys talk about what they're going to buy with their money.
That's true.
That you're going to give to them. When
and
you
they do
watch the fight.
Keep on, they do keep on calling one another bitch.
They do. That's their favorite thing.
It's the biggest trash talk thing.
Yeah, one another bitch.
Yeah.
Over and over,
it's over
and over
and
again.
Over and over again. I feel like there needs to be a little bit more to that.
You know, I'm realizing now how bad Mayweather is at selling a fight.
Mm.
Because he goes up after Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor does like a stand-up routine.
He's
shooting
guns
1,000 times.
And then
Mayweather's like, yeah, hard work,
yeah.
It's like, is this Little John or Littler John? Because he's a lot smaller.
See, the thing is, there's a lot to pick on for Floyd Mayweather. There's not as much to pick on for Conor McGregor.
Right. He's just making
money. So Floyd's just coming out, and the only thing he can say is, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to smack you up. I'm going to smash you. I've got more money. Yeah. Whereas Conor McGregor has just so much more to work with. He can talk about illiteracy. He can talk about...
He does. I like when he's like, this kid over here is dressed like a 12-year-old breakdancer. Dress your age. And he goes... Why do you even have a school bag with you? You can't read.
Yeah. See, my favorite thing, though, favorite thing is Conor McGregor is good. He finds creative ways to do things.
Yes.
Interesting. I loved when he pretended to mix up Floyd Mayweather Sr. and Jr.
Right.
That was so funny.
Yes. Did you see when Senior went into his press conference?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And he's, yeah,
playing
he's,
that game.
Yeah, he's like, oh, which one is this, the Junior or the Senior?
The problem is Senior mixed up who was Junior and Senior because Senior proceeded to try to challenge McGregor to a boxing match the next day. And then even Conor McGregor was like, I'm fighting with an old man. I'm not trying to fight with an old
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, see, I'm fast. I'm fast. And like, he's an old man punching.
Yep.
So everybody in the crowd's like, woo! Yay!
The thing is, those old man boxers, they can't stop.
CTE.
They just they need that. They need to show you how fast they can hit still.
Right.
How much they can still go.
And they don't drink enough calcium, and their bones break. They like wonder why they threw their shoulder out throwing a punch. What'd you do, shadow box?
I'll tell you, that's one reality show that I would watch is if they took
the Mayweathers.
I'm just saying like a bunch of old boxers and put them into one house together.
I feel like we've seen that. So we would have honestly we loved the idea of it for the Wrestling Network.
Yep.
When they had all of the
that's
old
true.
Legends House, and then you
that's
find
what
out
it was called, Legends
old
House, yeah.
people. No offense, if you're listening, we love you. But sometimes old people aren't as exciting. It doesn't translate to television.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what might it be exciting to the older crowd might not translate that well to a 20-minute highlight reel of the week.
That is a very, very good point.
And that's the part that kind of stinks. Is it doesn't really work as well.
Mm.
It's sad. It's very sad.
I don't want to be sad anymore. But no, yeah, Conor McGregor and Mayweather, they've been pretty entertaining with this press conference thing. I've not seen... four press conferences for a fight in my life.
I can't remember a time.
Yeah.
I can't remember a time. Four back-to-back, that's four different
cities. A little
bit
too much. A little bit too much of the same
overkill.
Same thing over and over
you mean,
again. But
you're not sure yet if the guy's a bitch. And then
I
you
just
have to be told.
I need to know a little bit more about his bitchiness.
Is the man a bitch? And why? Please tell me
it is funny
500
to see,
words or less.
It is funny to see Conor say a bunch of trash talk and stuff. And it's all funny. And then Mayweather's just like, yeah, bitch, yeah.
It's not what you think it is.
No.
it's not as entertaining.
I mean, is he just saying that over and over again?
It's like that's when you have the thing. Two kids at the lunch tables fighting. And you're like, all right, these two, they, and then like the next day they come back and they say the same jokes. And then the next day they come back and they say, and you're like, guys. You either shut up or fight. I'm done listening to you two idiots. One of you throw a punch or not and just knock it off.
But they will.
I feel like this buildup.
We
is.
Have
but
a
the
guarantee.
Luckiness is I've been promised
that punches will be thrown.
They will throw punches.
That's right.
And then they will bitch about it for years afterwards.
Yeah.
Because that's coming too. Don't forget, mark my words, the Jetpack Supercast said it first. They will complain and bitch and just cry about whatever happens, no matter the outcome. Somebody will still think they're the greatest.
Oh, that's
somebody
for sure.
will not be.
That's for absolutely sure.
They're never gonna go take that away
but
from someone.
I feel bad. I feel bad for Floyd Mayweather. You know, he can't come up with anything good. You know what happened? He probably
been
ate too
punched
much
in the head too many times.
Oh, that's a possibility. That's a real possibility.
40 years.
But I raise you this: maybe he ate too much boxed macaroni and cheese as a kid.
I heard that. I did hear that. Yes,
they do. They say that eating the boxed macaroni, the Kraft macaroni and cheese that all kids eat.
Robert Kraft, the Patriots wizard,
that
got Tom Brady,
the man who created a dynasty.
I don't think anytime we say Tom Brady from now on, we should just pose like that. People listening, what we did is we tried to look up and to our right and tried to look all stoic. Like we were on a stamp. Why is it that people look so great on stamps?
That's a good question.
You ever notice that? You never take a bad picture and put on a stamp? Just once, I would like to look at a stamp and then the post office and have somebody be like,
what's like, the scowl on their face
right
now?
Trying to make the Chewbacca sound?
You know what I'd love?
While making the stamp post?
They should start making stamp posts based on famous mug shots.
Oh.
I would buy those. And I bet
like
you
Jimi Hendrix.
Would buy those.
Be cool to have
like
that,
a Nick Nolte sort of, all those guys.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be
cool. Aside.
Yeah. I don't know if they
the
could
mug shot
the,
stamp collection. That'd be cool to have that.
Who would get the rights, though? Would the county office of... I don't know.
I don't know.
Words in police world there.
I'm
like,
not
with,
sure.
With
the correctional's office, maybe. Maybe you know
that?
What? Maybe the money could go into the correctional system.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
I'll work on this idea. I'll work on this idea.
Privatized jails.
That's right.
That's
already happened. But we got to tell the people before they're shoveling. They've got their spoon in their Kraft macaroni and cheese right now, and we just told them, Don't eat that macaroni and cheese, but we didn't tell them why yet.
And if I could just say the headline that came from that story, because we always just choose stories based off the headlines. That's what you do. The chemicals that are not safe for your child's toys have been found in your mac and cheese. Mm.
What I didn't like about that headline is it assumes that only children eat Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. You feel a little left out?
Yeah, which I know is not. I know that is not true. But
that's true. I do love the Blue Box Blues every now and then.
Yeah.
I get them.
Oh, you have to.
They've got. I don't even know how to pronounce what they've got. It's called the phallets? Flatelets?
I don't know. Phallic objects?
No. It's got something in it. It's got something bad. Flatelets. That's the word. Bad. David always coming through with the
David
words.
David with words. David with words twice.
And they say that those are bad. They stunt your brain, I guess. Or they do. Yeah, what is it?
They said a couple of things. It mangles sexual organs.
That's terrifying.
That's a very violent way to put it. I'm sorry. Let me try another way. It ruins the growth of your reproductive organs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good way to put it.
Because mental health, I'm pretty sure, is another one.
Mangles is a little bit too strong.
So
that's weird. So
we got people getting that visual, not while they're driving. And it also ruins brain growth.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And something about the chemicals in your brain. And they do. I don't know. I eat too much.
So we've got it. We've got it.
I'm not an ichthyologist.
We've got a dumb generation with small peepees. Oh boy.
Yeah. We're basically.
Thanks, Kraft.
We're basically like Planet Fitness.
Mm.
Before like the new Planet Fitness accepts everybody. Yeah. We're basically Gold's Gym from the 1980s. Kraft macaroni. You taste so good, but you're so bad.
But you know, I don't know. I think it's. I don't know. I'm not too worried. I ate plenty of Kraft macaroni and cheese. I did not have any small brains or a small willy.
David, did you eat a lot of Kraft mac and cheese?
No, not definitely.
No?
You know what I feel sad about?
What's that?
I don't want to bring it up because it's like kind of it's not appropriate. But I'm just gonna think. Imagine, even with all my gifts, what if I could have been even more gifted?
You know what? You're a fan of Mountain Dew, right?
That's what I'm saying.
That yellow dye number five.
My brain grow better that way?
No, it's supposed to kill off.
How brilliant I am. How gifted.
You could have been something else, man.
I could have been a damn Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the real way to pronounce it.
The good news is, I don't know if... I hope that they're not putting it in the character macaroni and cheese, because everybody knows the characters taste better than the regular ones anyway.
Right.
The little shapes collect the cheese.
The cheese, right.
And so I only buy the characters, and I hope that that's saving me.
The cheese, I feel, is more viscous when you have a nicer shape.
Man, I go boring with that. I get just a plain noodle every time.
David,
just
you the buy pasta. The store brand. You don't even buy Kraft macaroni and cheese. You buy crap macaroni and cheese.
Do you know my groceries?
Jetpack Supercast brought to you by Kraft macaroni and cheese.
You're buying the crab mac and cheese. I'm
if
buying
it's
them
brown,
shapes.
Eat it down, okay?
I'm buying them shapes over there.
Did you get Veggios? Is that what you had? Did you have Veggios? Are you that kid? What's this? I don't know. The government donated it. It's Veggios. Have at it, pal. It's better than the government cheese. Soy cheese. What's for dinner?
Good stuff.
Nah, that makes me sad, though. That makes me almost as sad as if I was the voice of Kermit the Frog and then I
and then you were fired.
How the hell do you fire Kermit the Frog?
That's what I didn't understand about that.
I wonder what he did wrong. I wonder why they had complaints against
him. He was just sad about it. I don't know. They didn't even tell him.
Yeah, but it seems like Kermit the Frog has been, he's been pretty successful for the last
he's
20
well.
Years.
This guy's only done the voice since the 90s.
Sure. That's still
and
a long
the
time.
The guy before him, it was worse than fired. He died.
He also was the creator.
Well, yeah, that's the truth. Is he made the guy, voiced him, and then he died.
And then he died, yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It's sad.
It is very sad.
Jim Henson.
Because Jim Henson was the guy that
rest in peace.
And now he's got, you know, this other guy. He comes along. He's like, look, I'm going to take over for Jim.
Somebody had
in
to.
In Jim's honor. And they, everybody's like, yeah, okay. And then they go, now you're fired.
Only you're 27 fired. Years 27 after
years
the fact.
you're just not cutting it.
Yeah, we're gonna need more out of you.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, and I'm gonna be fired. Sheesh.
I know that PBS is hurting, and I know that Sesame Street is hurting.
That could be why
they recently partnered with HBO. I guess did you know this? HBO is kicking back money to PBS to make Sesame Street, and the episodes are airing now first on HBO
at 10 o'clock at night.
Probably.
With an R rating?
Yeah, right as the lead into Game of Thrones.
That makes sense. Okay. I hear that show has everything.
Mm.
Don't watch it.
I've heard similar things.
It's not safe to watch with grandma.
That is correct.
Even though that was quickly followed by, it's got something for everyone.
Grandma probably liked
it,
though.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
But yeah, so this guy, though, he's devastated. I read that. He said he came out and said that he's devastated about being fired.
Wouldn't you be, if your whole claim to fame was you get to voice one of the most iconic characters in not just children, but in all of entertainment history.
Yeah, it'd be pretty sad.
And it wasn't that you were like, you're not going to make that decision. I gotta choose to just be done and retire.
They just told you no.
They're like, nah, you get the hell out of here. Don't let the door hit you with your good Lord's butcher. Get your green tail on out.
Yeah, that's sad.
It's sad. It's very sad. Mm. I feel bad for him.
I know.
It's just not easy voicing Green. You think he made a shit ton of money, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think he can go on, write a book, make even more money?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think
he's
going to
be okay
and make appearances and make even more money now that his whole schedule is freed up? He can go on a whole talking tour.
Yep.
Oh, I guess he's going to be fine then. So
documentary time.
Him.
Yeah.
Not as sad for him. You know who else is on a happier note?
Who's that?
The 13th Doctor Who.
Yes. You know, they're...
Congratulations to Miss Whittaker.
Yes. Was it Jodie Whittaker is her name?
I remembered it only because the middleweight champion of the... I'm shallow.
Was it Robert Whittaker? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're not here to talk about him.
Sorry.
No. Jodie Whittaker, 13th Doctor. People are loving the idea that it's a woman doctor for the first time.
And I didn't want to tell them. They're like, oh my God, one lady says, as my whole life, I never thought a woman could be a doctor. And I wanted to say, did you know that Dr. Quinn was in fact the medicine woman?
I don't
a
think they
long,
meant that, John.
A long time ago. Dr. Quinn, the lady that was the Gerber baby.
Is that really
Goodall.
True?
That might be a...
All of these things you're saying, I don't think are the
right
thing.
That's true.
No, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, the lady that played her, was the Gerber baby.
Oh, I didn't know
true
that.
True story.
That's cool.
Wow.
Might have been Jane Goodall.
That's the one that went to the monkeys.
Yeah, it could have been her.
She went that doesn't make sense.
I'm sure she has another name, like something Liz Seymour.
Sure.
All right, I'll be honest. I'm making up names now because I don't know.
I can tell when you get
the
on the ropes.
Quinn. Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, Gerber baby.
Yep.
She was a medicine woman, but she was actually a doctor.
Mm. But this is a Doctor Who. It's different. Okay.
That's true.
This is a time-traveling man, woman. Could be both now.
It's a time-traveling being.
Yeah.
Called a Time Lord. Good enough. I did my research.
I don't know
You're
anything
welcome.
About Doctor Who. This is not my domain.
All I know is, so when somebody is a fan, they call themselves a Whovian.
Okay.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yep. I know that. Somebody says, are you a Whovian? And I was like, I don't agree to shit I don't know.
You know what I know about Doctor Who? The show has this incredible superpower of the ability to make sure that anyone that watches it can never shut the hell up about it.
That's true. That is true.
It almost feels like anytime you meet somebody and they watch Doctor Who, they're like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Paul. I'm John. By the way, do you watch Doctor Who?
I like to think of it it's the CrossFit of television.
Yeah.
How do you know if a person that does CrossFit's at your party?
Hey, I do CrossFit.
Wait 10 seconds.
Exactly.
It's not even a joke. Yep. It's just the rules to live by.
So Doctor Who is very similar in that way. And I feel like that kind of ties me away from the show. It makes me not want to get into it a little bit because just that whole scenario around it. But maybe I'll check it out. Maybe this 13th Doctor's got something for me. Maybe I
think I found Doctor Who on Netflix
when
I had watched everything else on Netflix.
You do. Honest. You watch a lot of British stuff,
too. I watch a lot of crazy things that are from another country because I like their humor a little bit better.
True, yeah.
Because I feel as though we've gotten the same thing over and over in America. And that's why we're here to try to change that.
That's true.
You're welcome, America. We're going to try to bring the funny.
But when that same thing is Paul Blart Mall Cop, can you really complain?
Yes. Yes, I can. Because Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You got a sequel.
Made it so made it so I could. And Zookeeper was just Paul Blart Mall Cop in the zoo.
Mm. Yep.
Good move on his part.
And Parenthood. And Parenthood 2 was just Zookeeper 3 and 4.
Which was
because Zookeeper got a sequel as well.
Awesome. Good job.
Yep. Good for them. And I'm happy for it. If I ever meet them in person, I'll say, yeah, we had to do the system right.
And that's something else is, what's his name? What's the actor's name in that show?
Oh, Kevin James.
Kevin James has this amazing ability to remake all of his same stuff. Like
over
he just
and over.
He was famously on King of Queens.
Yeah.
Like, where he played a character of being an overweight, funny, kind of lovable,
married man.
Yep.
Yeah. And then he went and he made his new show called Kevin Can Wait, where he plays an overweight lovable husband. He has a different wife in this show. However, they found a way, against all odds, to write that wife out of the show and insert the wife from King of Queens into that show. That is unbelievable. If you
know your
that's
show
the heist
is
of the century.
Almost done. When you go, all right, look, let's just make it a totally new show. If you don't cancel us, we'll make a totally new show. Maybe Kermit should have been like, if you don't
cancel me, what I'll do is I'll be an entirely different person. I'll be a bad guy. I'll talk like this.
Wait, they did a movie where Kermit was a bad guy. Well, his like twin
crap.
Muppets.
That's why America tells you we keep on doing the same thing. I shouldn't be able to write it that fast. Not good. Work harder, America. Work a little bit harder. You gave us Napoleon Dynamite. Now stop it.
You're done.
Now stop it.
Right.
That's enough out of you. We've done enough out of us.
I was going to say, I think the people are saying that to us right now. But no, it's been lovely chat.
No, I really quick, if I could just talk about Paul's birthday present.
Oh, yeah.
Really fast. Paul is a little bit tired today.
Yes.
As he was given a birthday present. He's got a split mall.
For those of you who don't know what that is, because I sure as hell wouldn't have known what that was until I saw it, it's like a big giant wedge of an axe. It's almost like a hammer axe.
It's awesome.
It's a big heavy axe.
John found the perfect way to get me to do work for him while presenting it as
you
a gift.
You know the best part is I actually went into my house and my uncle was like, what is going on out there? I'm just being Huck Finn. He goes, what? I was like, I made it seem kind of fun to chop wood. This way, when I go to his house and he has a fire, we don't have to light 8-foot logs on fire that are all in like one big log.
That does make sense.
Cut them in half and have
that does make sense.
Catch.
But it's cool. It gave me a new appreciation for wood cutting. And I got to pretend that I was whacking. Because
he lost the old appreciation for wood
cutting. I used to love this, but it's just lately I can't get a grasp of it anymore.
Wood cutting got kind of.
But now with this axe, I love it so much more now.
I feel as though my wood
chop away.
It's got that new tingle and vibrance again.
And then John phrased it as, "I want you to have fun with your new toy." He walks in the house. He's gonna chop my wood for me.
Like, yeah, cut the whole pile. And I came out. He cut two pieces. I was like, "He ain't cut the whole pile."
I did my best.
Shit. Shit, you're still cutting the same damn log you hid when I was coming back. Crap. But no, that was a good one. That was a good time. I think. But now I feel like you can survive as the last man on Earth.
That's right.
At least you know how to chop
I have
wood.
A little bit more of a skill set.
A little
set
bit more
now.
Rugged.
Yeah.
His
I'm proud
beard
of you, Paul.
Grew a little more.
It did.
His beard grew just that little bit more.
Yeah.
It was pretty. He was the first first guy in his family to chop wood with a split maul. His daddy used to just rip the trees in half.
This damn tree.
Mr. Levesque just ripping in half.
I'd actually believe that.
Now, see? That's what I'm saying. But no, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. We'll be back at our regular scheduled time next week at before 10 o'clock. Thanks so much, big wits, mooches.
Mwah. Damn, John.
Mwah. I couldn't get the volume knob up.
Let me tell you why you should date this guy. I'm going far. I drive the fastest car.
And that's important to you, ladies.
I was looking pristine. I'm on the cover of all the men's magazines. NFL drafted me first and last. Hurry, ladies, I'm going fast. Middle Eastern countries want me to be the dictator, and that's fine. I wish that they women wouldn't walk 20 feet behind, cause I'm the last.
He's the last, he's the last.
I'm the only male Olympian, victory guarantee. And no one watches cause there's no other men's teams, it's like soccer. I'm the greatest driver and I never get a fine. But it stinks when I'm a Murray, cause the kid is always mine. Put on that winning smile and wiggle that cute little butt.
Cause that's important to us guys.
Just to me, our women are squirrels, and I'm the only nut, cause I'm the last man on earth.
If breeding is what you're needing, then punch another region, so proceed with seeing. He's into being kind and caring. If you've got a hot friend, then he's into sharing. He's into hockey and Twister. If you got a little niece, then he was into your sister. It's not like you have any other option. What are you gonna do, apply for adoption?
Yeah, cause that would just mean it was my kid.
Actually, that was kind of sexist. Don't do that.
Oh, come on, who died and made you king?
Well, all the men.
Cause I'm the last.